We've really enjoyed the downsizing, searching through our belongings to identify what's truly necessary, and we absolutely love having moved in with my parents.
Welcome to Truth, Love, Parents, where we use God's Word to become intentional, premeditated parents. Here's your host, A.M. Brewster.
Hey, friends, it is so good to be back with you. I haven't personally been behind the mic since before we moved from Wisconsin, so this is the first episode coming at you from North Carolina. Now, it may sound a little different. I used to record in the North Woods of Wisconsin where the loudest noises were chipmunks and my children. However, here in Brevard, North Carolina, it's a little noisier. Now, Lord willing, we can do some soundproofing and finagle the levels just right so there's no perceptible change in the production values of the show. By the way, though, if this is your first time with us and this is the first time you've ever heard one of our shows, please know that this is not going to be your typical TLP episode. Today is really more of a ministry update. Now, again, if this is your first time, I'd love for you to hear a little bit about what the Lord is doing in my family. Then again, you don't really know me very well, so you could go back to our pilot season and start this parenting journey with us from the beginning. TLP's content is evergreen, so you don't have to worry about it going out of style, and it's evergreen because it's rooted in God's biblical expectations for our parenting. We do our dead level best to fill each episode with as much scripture as we possibly can because God is the only one who provides everything we need for life and godliness, which includes our parenting. So check out our previous episodes by heading over to truthloveparent.com, and there you'll find various collections of our episodes. We list them out by season, by topic, by series. Now, not all the lists are completely up to date, but it's a great starting place for new listeners. Of course, you could just scroll through whatever directory you happen to be listening to us on, and that's fine too. All right, let's talk about new changes and new opportunities here at TLP. Well, after leaving Wisconsin on Wednesday the 20th, we stayed with my wife's parents in Indiana for a number of days. Then on Monday the 25th, we landed at my parents' house in Brevard, North Carolina. Now, Brevard is this great little community on the southwest side of the state, about 30 minutes from the South Carolina border. It's also about 30 minutes away from the Wilds Christian Camp and Conference Center, where my sister and her family live. So now we live in the Blue Ridge Mountains, and it's so gorgeous. It's also much warmer. The day our former home had 15 to 20 inches of snow dropped on them, my kids were outside playing in shorts and t-shirts. Now, if you really want to imagine our living arrangements, you can picture my family of four. It's my wife and my two kids, Micah and Ivy. Micah is currently 12, and he's going to be 13 in April, and Ivy is 10. But then you can add to that my two parents, our Rottweiler, Eowyn, and my son's ball python, Scarlet, into my parents' cozy three-bedroom home. Actually, I guess since my son took up residence in the laundry room, I suppose it's safe to say we made it a four-bedroom home. Now, please understand, I'm not saying any of this to complain. Quite the contrary. We've really enjoyed the downsizing, you know, searching through our belongings to identify what is truly necessary, and we absolutely love having moved in with my parents. We're really excited about the dynamics of a multi-generational family, and we're looking forward to producing more episodes on that particular subject as we discover God's will for this model of parenting. By the way, if you're ever in Brevard, if you're ever in Hendersonville, Asheville, Greenville, South Carolina, or even Charlotte, North Carolina, I'd love to get together with you. You can drink coffee, I'll drink hot chocolate or tea, and we can talk about what the Lord's doing in our families. My family absolutely loves opening our doors to people, even if those people are complete strangers. If you've been with the show for any amount of time, you know that for the past 5 years, I was living and working at Victory Academy for Boys. Every year, we invited up to 8 at-risk teens to live with us. Well, I think I got that propensity from my parents. Growing up, our door was always open to a never-ending stream of people from church and the community. My parents even invited various individuals to live with us over those years. I could tell you the stories. Well, nothing's really changed in that attitude and trajectory. Though we don't really have room to sleep anyone else at the moment, we would love, well, I guess there's always the couch. Anyway, we'd love to have you and your family over for a meal. And please don't think that I'm just saying that. I never really offered this on the show before because we live 20 minutes north of nowhere. But there are a number of listeners in this area and a greater possibility that you may pass near our home at some time. Please know that we would love to connect with you. And so that's the plan for the foreseeable future. The Brewster family is regrouping and holidaying and praying and seeking God's wisdom as we discover a new trajectory. So please be in prayer with us about that. Here's one good example of a prayer request. Upon leaving Victory, I said goodbye to my income until we discovered, what's next. It was a pretty significant leap of faith, and I'm super excited to see how the Lord will provide. So it's obvious I need a lot of wisdom to stay faithful to God during this time of uncertainty. And with that, I would love to tell you about some new opportunities. So as my family and I face this transition, we want to continue producing episodes for Truth Love Parent. However, that provides some new challenges because, though I have plenty of time to do it, we'll need all the support we can get to finance the operation. My family and I used to subsidize a good chunk of TLP's operating costs, but now that's going to have to change. However, I believe with all my heart that if the Lord is glorified by this show and desires to continue having it minister to families all over the world, He will provide the resources necessary to make it happen. The Bible has so much to say about giving to the poor, supporting the work of the body of Christ, and caring for each other's needs, because that is exactly how God chooses to provide for His people. God isn't a genie who makes riches appear out of thin air. He inspires His people to give, and sometimes, like the widow and her mite, out of their want. So that's the opportunity I present before you today. Today is Giving Tuesday, a day where all over the world people are giving to their favorite charities and causes. Well, what better cause is there than the cause of Christ in the family? Will you please consider giving to Truth Love Parent, whether it's today or tomorrow or next month or next year, and whether it's a one-time donation or you become a monthly patron, and regardless of the size of your gift, God can use it to provide for TLP and to continue spreading His parenting expectations all over the world. All you have to do is click on the links in the description of this episode or any of the banners at truthloveparent.com to be directed to PayPal, who will safely facilitate your giving. Thank you again so much for joining us today. Thank you for praying for me and my family. Thank you for following our move, and thank you for the generous gifts you'll send TLP's way. We love you, we love the Lord, and we love glorifying Him by serving your families. So to that end, I hope we'll do this with you again next time, because next time we're going to get back into the series we've been revisiting, and we're going to talk about how to understand your children's beliefs. I'll see you then.
Truth, Love, Parents is part of the Evermind Ministries family and is dedicated to helping you become an intentional, premeditated parent. Join us next time as we search God's Word for the truth your family needs today.